I love our Wednesday night group, talking about more and more of the Holy Spirit. This past Wednesday, we were talking about the spirit of adoption. Father Dave Bivanka and his team led us in a reflection about what that means. First off, he recognizes that it's perhaps a bit peculiar that he uses the word adoption rather than sonship. Why doesn't he just say that we already have this relationship with God? Why have that word adoption? Jesus' hearers, as well as St. Paul's hearers, would have been very familiar with the fact that in Roman law, when it comes to adoption, it was not just being welcomed into a new family. Being adopted meant that you were given a new name, and given a new name, you were given a new identity. And because of that new identity, any debts that you had before in the past would be forgiven. You'd owe no one any money. Anyone looking to be adopted? Now, the Roman law wasn't always good. When it came to children being born from their mother's womb, and then for some reason, some awful reason, the parents did not want the child, they were permitted to discard her, permitted to discard him. And they would suffer no repercussions from this evil act. But when it came to adoption, the law was very clear. You adopt this child, you cannot do the same. Why? The understanding was that when you adopted the child, you knew what you were getting. And so, for better or for worse, the law had bounded the mother and the father to make sure that they would not forsake the child, they would not abandon the child. That's what St. Paul is trying to convey to us. In Ephesians, we hear how he says, in love, he destined us for adoption to himself through Jesus Christ. God adopted us on the day of our baptism, plunged into the saving waters in which Jesus Christ first sanctified. We emerged from the waters as a new creation. All the debts being paid. And here, the Lord is inviting us in a great level of intimacy that says, I, no matter what you do, will not abandon you. I will not forsake you. This new identity, this is something I think, you know, as we think about God as Father and what it is that we receive, doesn't really hit home to many of us. Or at least it isn't something that we take the time to rejoice that our Heavenly Father has given. Sometimes we take it for granted. Father Dave relates the story of how he was interacting with a Muslim and they were sharing stories of faith. And all seemed to be going well until he mentioned God as Father. The Muslim sharply corrected him and said, no, no. God is Allah. He is Master. We have many titles for him. Father is not one of them. And Jesus Christ reveals to us that God is our Heavenly Father. That God desires that intimate relationship with us. That God is something more than just the supreme being, this God of the universe. But it's something who desires a relationship with you. Romans 8:15 says, for you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received the spirit of adoption through which we cry, Abba, Father. Now, what would cause someone to cry out like that? Abba means daddy. Think about when you were little. Probably were those moments when you found yourself frightened and afraid. Maybe you're looking for affection. Maybe you just missed the presence of your dad. Could be those moments too in which you felt that he would provide security, he would provide comfort. You cry out, "Daddy." I love the word that is used with Abba, because it's not a formal salutation. You know, we don't go to God and go, or don't go to our dad and say, you know, "Father dear," you know, say, "Daddy." It's that intimacy that speaks into the heart of who God is. But it's easy to distance ourselves from that. Maybe it's very easy for us to see that we are soldiers of God. We must take up our arms. St. Paul, after all, talks about putting on the armor of God. So this approach can be something ingrained in us, and that is not bad. There's just more to it. It's that and having the spirit of adoption. Sometimes when we hear about God as Father, you know, we struggle because maybe my earthly father has skewed that image. You know, maybe at times our earthly father just didn't follow through. He didn't provide as he had promised. He wasn't there. He wasn't present. Promises were broken. Maybe he was just out of the picture. Or maybe even as he was in the picture, he was physically there, but absent from my life. Or maybe worse. Maybe that man did unspeakable things, and we're just really having a hard time in saying the title of Father. I'm sorry if that's you. You know, some of us are just really carrying that weight. You know, there's just a lot of scars that have formed over our heart, and through time we've just dealt with it. We just decided to say, well, that's just a part of me. That's just who I am. That's my identity. You say, whatever happened in the past, that is just defining who I am. And we keep to that. And we forget that the God of the universe, that the Father Almighty, wants to free us from that. He wants to break asunder those ties. He wants to break that false identity that has been grafted onto us by the evil one. But he can't do it without our permission. He can't do it without us desiring it. You see, the earthly father that we have is not a representation of our heavenly Father. Our Father God is so much more. Jesus Christ spoke to us about the necessity of walking in the truth. And the reason why it's so important that we get the identity of God straight is then we can get our identity straight. That if we realize who God is and what He can be for us, then we can walk more and more in that freedom. But when we find ourselves limiting that, and we say, well, you know what? I'm just content with calling God as God, huh? And I don't need to go there. And I don't need to go back to those wounds, to those parts in me that I'd rather forget. I've been through that. But if God is who He says He is, then He can recreate us. He can make us anew. He can, even as the wounds are opening up, can apply that healing salve that thus changes our outlook and gives us renewed hope and joy, rather than living our lives as we are now, dejected, hopeless, or just carrying the father wound. telling us that, well, that's just my life. See, God the Father wants a very intimate relationship with you, and that's why we cry out, Abba. But how do we get to that? How do we arrive at that? It means praying in the name of Jesus, repenting of any of those lies that we have believed about ourselves. You know, we're carrying lies, not just with the Father wound, but everything that has happened in our lives that we've allowed to take authority in us. You know, it's about renouncing the lie that we have believed about ourselves because of what happened, what transpired. You know, maybe you might want to need to repent of believing that, you know, you believe that you are unwanted, that you are unlovable. And you might say, well, you know, that's true. That's what happened in my past. But it does not relate to how your Heavenly Father relates to you. And that's where the need for repentance comes. To realize that that is not our Heavenly Father. It means praying in Jesus' name to cooperate with the mercy of Jesus and voicing out words of forgiveness. In that way, not saying that everything's okay or, you know what, I guess it wasn't that bad, but saying, you know, I will operate in the mercy of God. And despite what has happened, I know that there is more to life than this. And praying in the name of Jesus to find that strength to forgive. Say, I'm done with it. You know, and I'm done putting it under a rug. And I'm shedding it. I'm opening up my heart to the heart of the Father and saying, Father, do with me what you need to do. And that's what we need to do. As hard as that is, as much as we want to cling to not forgiving, that's how we have access to the Father, when we let that go. When we say, Jesus, your victory reigns in me. Your voice reigns in me. Let me speak those words that I need to say, that I need to give to you. It means praying in Jesus' name that we renounce what we've cultivated in our hearts. You know, if we have this bitterness, this resentment, huh? Maybe it's something that's just been following you like a cloud, just influencing your every decision. Maybe if you can tie that back, you know, before it used to have been so different, and now it's just dark. And so renouncing those things, renouncing the lie of abandonment, of being orphaned. If you and I have been given the Spirit of God, if you and I have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, if you and I have received that gift of grace, and we are no longer orphaned. And this is, you know, this is what I mean when, you know, when we hear these terms, you know, sometimes we think, okay, well, that's great and wonderful and everything, and we don't really incorporate that in our lives. You know, we put it in our memory banks, maybe, but in terms of actually reaching our heart, you know, that's another story. You know, as Catholics, we often don't walk in that freedom of the Spirit of adoption, the Spirit of God. You know, we don't claim that. Because it means stepping out in faith. It means stepping out and reaching out to something in which we don't completely understand. And believing that is something that God wants for me. Maybe it's easy to say, well, you know, God wants that for Sarah over there, right? Wants that for Jimmy over there, you know. I can see that happening. You know, they're pretty holy and pious people. You know, they're kneeling on glass and praying the rosary, you know. But not for me. And that's a lie. That's a lie. And that's a lie we have to reject. We have to renounce. We have to rebuke in the name of Jesus. That is not something that is allowed to stay here. And we have to speak that. You know, and not just think that, because there are other things that are listening, you know, not just God, other things that are listening that we have to contend with, right? You know, a battle is not against flesh and blood, it's against the principalities and powers of this world. And so we have to speak that out, speak the truth, speak that blessing upon us. recognizing God is my Father, and I am His daughter, I am His son. And every time I think if I'm worthless, I don't have value, Jesus demonstrated that I am worth dying for. St. Paul said that we receive this spirit of adoption, not the spirit of slavery, to fall back into fear. And sometimes we can see that evidence in the way in which we pray to God. You know, when we pray in faith, we pray in confidence. And that's not an easy thing, because you're stepping out in faith. Faith doesn't mean that everything is calculated, everything's great, and that's when we act. That's not faith. That's reason. That's logic. That's stepping out in logic. Gotta say, you gotta step out in faith. And so at times when we find ourselves thinking, well, you know, I have all these issues, but I don't want to bother him. He's too busy. Maybe that's a spirit of fear. That we've invited. That's part of us. That it's just a part of us that doesn't belong there. Right? It's not our identity, but it's something that we need to reject and we need to renounce. And realize that if we're calling God Abba, then we should have the confidence to approach Him as such. You know, fathers out there, when your children come to you and, you know, they've got something to share, you know, you want to listen to them, right? You want to pay attention to them, right? You see something that's bothering them, what are you going to do? Well, I'm going to shut my door and play video games? You better not. I'm going to go to my son. I'm going to go to my daughter. What's going on? What's the matter? And the Father does that to us. He approaches us, but then we have to speak from our hearts. We have to share that with God. We have to realize that every issue, everything that I have going on that I need help with, I have a Father who is in heaven and who is here that wants to listen, that wants to help, that can help, that will help. We have to step out in faith to heal that image of Father in our lives. What things do I need to repent of in my relationship with my own Father and with God? Who do I still need to forgive? Do I need to even consider, maybe, I need to forgive myself? Sometimes we put all these expectations on us and said there was something of my fault. That is why that happened. And that's a lie. Another lie that we renounce. What lies do I need to renounce? What have I taken upon myself? What have I claimed as my identity that need not be there any longer? That conflicts with the message of the gospel. You know, whenever you're hearing the gospel and you might think, okay, that's not for me, or no, I don't see how that would be the case. Why not? Why not? Why do you limit yourself? Why do you say that part of your life has just been forsaken? That part of my life is not redeemable. Do we believe in a God of wonders? Or a God who only has one miracle per person? Oh, I'm sorry. Wasted that miracle on your knee when you fell on your bike when you were 6 years old, so, you know, I healed the scab, so hey, huh? Go me, go God. That's not Him. That's not God. God can do so much more. Like I said, we need to step out in faith. So we pronounce them all through the name of Jesus and reclaim His authority back into my life, relinquishing that authority, that control that we have given to others. I mean, how many times have we just fallen back on that? You know, because of what happened in the past, because of Him. or maybe because of her, right? If we're expanding our thought beyond the father wound. You know, if we hold on to the fact that, okay, well, they're the reason why I'm this way, is it? Part of it, yeah. I mean, something that happened in history, it affects you. But does it have to be perpetual? Or can there be an end? Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He can bring an end to that. He can bring about renewal in our hearts if we let Him. And lastly, we speak words of truth with who God is, allowing Him to bless us and speak to us as His beloved. St. Paul says that we have the spirit of adoption because God has chosen you. He will never forsake you. He will never abandon you. We are no longer slaves. We are the adopted children of the royal king.